CTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Global markets continue to remain under pressure. The US markets were down 1% overnight, the Dow lower for the fourth consecutive session, the Nasdaq slipping 1.1% and is now off 10% from its November peak, which means the Nasdaq has entered in the correction territory. The problem is the street worries about rising inflation and the tightening of the liquidity supply. The US 10-year yield has hit 1.9% yesterday before easing to levels of 1.85. If you remember, just a couple of months ago, the US 10-year yield was actually closer to that 1% mark. So we have seen a very, very sharp increase in the US 10-year yield, which is pricing in the likely 4 rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. UK inflation has also risen to 5.4% in the month of December, the highest in the last 30 years. Brent crude prices too are rising and now above that $88 per barrel mark. The SGX Nifty is suggesting that markets could remain soft for the third session in a row, and there could be some caution. We've got a lot of big events lined up. The Fed meet on 26th, the budget on the 1st of February, and of course, we are tracking the earnings. For the day, the weekly options expiry could dominate sentiment. Let's talk about the other cues. The FI selling in the cash market is persistent. Yesterday, 2,700 crore sold by the FIs in the cash market. They've sold for the sixth straight session. And in the month of January so far, the FIs have sold 7,700 crores in the cash. This is the fourth consecutive month where we've seen the FI outflows. The DIIs too sold 195 crore in cash. In earnings to track, Bajaj Auto reported numbers better than what the street was anticipating. So while the revenue growth was muted at 1.2%, the street likes the margin performance. Margins have come in at 15.2%, better than the street expectations of 14.3%. But that said, given the material, raw material price increase, etc., we have seen margins for Bajaj Auto slip on a year-on-year basis. For Syngene, the street is going to latch on to the revenue guidance upgrade. Now the company is saying that revenues for FY22 will be in high teens versus the mid-teens growth that they had given us earlier. SEAT could be a big miss today. The company has reported a loss of 22.3 crore in Q3 with the gross margin severely under pressure. So SEAT is a stock which you should track closely. And L&T Infotech, they have reported numbers which actually are much better than what the street was anticipating. So L&T Infotech should be a stock that you should track on the upside. A dollar revenue growth of 8.6%, a constant currency revenue growth also much better than street expectations. With that, I'm going to sign off. These are the big stocks you need to track today. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.